From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticizes Russia. Speaking in Brussels, Kerry called Russia's support for the Syrian government, in his words, irresponsible and profoundly ill-advised. He said efforts to end the war in Syria must continue, despite the suspension of U.S.-Russian talks on a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the top U.N. human rights official is calling for limits on the use of the veto power by the U.N. Security Council's five permanent members to halt the tragedy unfolding in East Aleppo in northern Syria. Lisa Schlein has more.
U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein likens the horrors being inflicted on the citizens of Aleppo to those that occurred in cities such as Warsaw, Stalingrad, and Dresden. High Commissioner spokesman Rupert Colville says the relentless bombing of Aleppo bears all the hallmarks of the destruction of those cities in World War II.
We don't think that's an inappropriate analogy given the scale of destruction in Aleppo.
During the past 10 days, the World Health Organization reports 342 people have been killed, but it says the true figure is probably higher. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United Nations is also appealing to the international community to pay more attention to Yemen. Yemen is experiencing one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world, but most media attention is focused on Syria. Hurricane Matthew made landfall in western Haiti Tuesday morning. Winds of 230 kilometers an hour struck the coast early in the day. Two deaths were reported in Haiti Monday morning. At least four deaths have been reported in neighboring Dominican Republic. Hurricane and tropical storm watches have been issued for parts of Florida. This is VOA News. A raft of new public opinion polls indicates Democrat Hillary Clinton retains her edge over Republican Donald Trump. National polls mostly show Clinton leading Trump and two minor party candidates, Libertarian Gary Johnson and Green Party contender Jill Stein, by 4 or 5 percentage points. Surveys in closely contested states, all conducted in the days after the recent debate, showed Clinton gaining ground on Trump. The website Politico says Clinton is now ahead in 7 of the 11 states where the outcome is in doubt. Political surveys showed voters, by a 2-to-1 margin, thought Clinton won the first of 3 debates with Trump. The focus Tuesday is on the vice presidential debate between Republican Mike Pence and Democrat Tim Kaine. The European Parliament has overwhelmingly endorsed the ratification of the Paris Climate Agreement, with 610 votes for, 38 against, and 31 abstentions. The 28 EU nations voted to simultaneously ratify the agreement to limit global warming. A vote for ratification is scheduled for Friday at the United Nations. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry says Western alliances are willing to work with Russia to seek solutions to end the unrest in Ukraine, but will stand firm on principles based on freedom and international law. Speaking Tuesday in Belgium, Kerry told the Russian people that despite what their leaders tell them, NATO does not seek to weaken, to contain, or to divide their nation or any other nation. The Nobel jury announced Tuesday that 3 university professors have won the Nobel Prize for Physics for their work on exotic states of matter. Research conducted by the 3 British-born scientists, David J. Thewlis, F. Duncan Haldane, and J. Michael Kosterlitz, brought forth a new and unexpected understanding of the way solid materials behave. The scientists also developed their own mathematical equations to explain the new behavioral properties. Duncan Haldane spoke to reporters.
You don't get up at the beginning of the day and say, I'm going to discover something great today. You're doing whatever you're doing, and you happen to chance on something through some other route. And you have to have, of course, the insight to see that what you found is something interesting.
All 3 professors teach at U.S. universities. The International Monetary Fund says global economic growth remains weak. It predicts that advanced economies will expand slowly this year. IMF economist Maurice Obstfeld says the world economy expanded 3.1% this year and will grow only slightly in 2017. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.